You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is why we should never put celebrities in charge of any... Oh, wait.
The Wire.
Along the same lines of cancer drug funding, the announced funding was met with support from the Breast Cancer Foundation, who say the funding will significantly benefit those currently struggling with breast cancer. The announcement was also met with some criticism, as it was a campaign promise for the National Party last year, but was absent in last month's budget announcements. This led to some uncertainty about how the funding would be provided, if at all. I spoke to Chief Executive of the Breast Cancer Foundation, Arlene Rayner, about the funding, how it will benefit patients, and potential improvements for the future. What was the government's announcement yesterday regarding cancer drugs, and how will it benefit those with breast cancer?
The government announcement yesterday was quite incredible, really. It's been the largest injection of funding for medicines over Pharmac's history. So the government has increased its election promise from the 13 cancer drugs to 26 cancer drugs, and also agreed to fund another 28 non-cancer medicines. So quite simply, this is really incredible for New Zealand as a whole and for Kiwis that are desperately in need of medicines. What we don't know right at this moment in time, what it means for breast cancer medicines. Dr. Rethy did indicate on his announcement that breast cancer was included. At this stage, we don't know what that is, but we are really hoping that it is either both Keytruda for triple negative breast cancer and TDXD, the new wonder drug, which has got amazing results around the world. So we're incredibly hopeful and really pleased with the investment made by this government.
I guess how does the announcement compare to expectations? Obviously, there was a little bit of uncertainty, you know, with the announcement not being in last month's budget. How does that sort of shape up?
Yeah, so with regards to how it compares to expectations, obviously the 13 cancer drugs, I think it's quite fair to say that the New Zealand public felt deeply let down by an election promise. But what I look back on now is, had that not happened, the massive investment in availability of cancer medicines and 28 other non-cancer medicines would not have happened. So overall, yes, the process could have been better, but without that process we would not be in this position that we are in today, which is celebrating a win for the public of New Zealand and having great access to medicines. So I think it is a positive gain.
Yeah, and were there any sort of issues that arose due to that lack of certainty while the government was still deliberating on how they would address the cancer drugs?
Yeah, so uncertainty is one of those things when you have cancer that you can't afford. The reality is that the longer time goes on, the worse possibly your treatments get. So cancer doesn't wait. So the whole aspect of that uncertainty and actually not knowing when the end was or when those drugs were available is deeply unsettling for any patient that requires access to medicines. But given the fast turnaround of this, I think what we can see is an overarching better result. So we'll be working really hard with Pharmac to ascertain what the breast cancer drug looks like from a funding perspective. We, as I said earlier, are strongly advocating for at least triple negative breast cancer to be looked at, which is Keytruda. There are no funded drugs for triple negative breast cancer patients at the moment, and as I said, TDXD. So those two drugs are at the top of our very high priority list, and we'll be working to ensure that we get some visibility on what breast cancer looks like in the very near future.
So that policy could have some major impact in the community for sure.
Oh, absolutely. This is Pharmac's been woefully underinvested in for many, many years. I think this is the first time in history that we've seen an injection like this of this size. And what we do know is New Zealand sits at the bottom of the OECD world for medicines access. This will make a dent in that. Where it takes us, I'm not sure at the moment. But the reality of that is what we do know is that Kiwis will actually have access to 54 new medicines that they previously didn't have access to. For some of those Kiwis, it will save their lives. For some of those Kiwis, it will haunt their lives in terms of the conditions that they're living with. And both of those two things are immensely important.
Obviously, big changes here. You mentioned also looking forward. What kind of steps, I guess, could the government be taking moving forward to further improve its, I guess, provisions for cancer patients?
Yeah, that's a really good question in terms of that. So I think the question there actually does remain of what are the other 13 cancer drugs that are being funded. We know that some of those will be blood and breast. So getting some visibility on that's the most important thing first. The improvements in terms of that, you know, this funding is really great. Literally, I don't think we could be more happier in terms of the overall announcement. But really what matters is getting those medicines into the hands of patients. So we know that that's Pharmac's job to deliver on that. So I guess in terms of the key there is to really ensure Pharmac is resourced to deliver in an incredibly fast manner now that this funding has become available, because those patients need access to those drugs that are promised, because it will make their lives better and in some cases save their lives.
That was Chief Executive of the Breast Cancer Foundation, Arlene Rayner, speaking to me about the funding for breast cancer treatment.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.